I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, Comic-Con has descended upon New York, and so have thousands of enthusiasts ready to exalt in their love of anime, games, comics, and more. We'll get the dish from one anime fanatic in just a few minutes. But first, it's time for Faith Matters. That's the part of the program where we talk about matters of faith and spirituality. Today, we take a look at another festival coming to New York this weekend. That is the 8th Annual Sikh International Film Festival. The two-day event is an effort to present some interesting films, but also to raise awareness about this religion and its followers. It's estimated that there are about 20 million adherents worldwide, with tens of thousands of adherents living in the U.S., With us now to talk about the faith and the film festival is Paul Johar. He's actually Dr. Johar. He's a reconstructive surgeon by day. He chairs the film festival by night and on weekends. And he joins us from our NPR studios in New York. Dr. Johar, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
First of all, clarify one thing for me. I said Sikh, but as I understand it, the proper pronunciation is Sikh.
You're correct. The proper pronunciation is Sikh, but most people in U.S., we'll go by Sikh, and I think either one is acceptable.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Thank you for giving me a pass. And could you just tell us a little bit about the faith? As I understand it, it's a relatively new faith, about 500 years old.
You're absolutely right. Sikhism originated in Punjab in India, and you're right, it is about 500 years old. It was started by Guru Nanak, who was our first teacher back in Punjab, and the reason was to eradicate the social ills that were present in the society. For example, casteism, you know, in Indian society, as we all know, it goes by the castes, you know, higher castes and lower castes, and then you have the untouchables. You know, the women were not treated well at that time. So Guru Nanak came up with this new philosophy which treated humanity as one, all human beings, regardless of who you were, what religion you belong to. In the eyes of God, everyone is equal. We have five things that we have to abide by. One is the unshorn hair. That is one. It starts with K. There are five Ks. The first is Kesh, which is the unshorn hair. The second is Kanga, which is a comb to keep the hair nice and tidy. The third is a bracelet. It's called a Kara. And it's worn on the right hand. It is a reminder for us to do only the things that are good, to stay away from bad deeds. Fourth is a kirpan, which is a ceremonial dagger, which is worn. It's about 4 to 6 inches. It's mostly ceremonial. It is worn to, because we were at one point in time the defenders of the weak. So it is a reminder for us to wear that. And the fourth is that we wear sort of a type of a brief. It's called kachera. It is different from the dhoti. If you have seen Gandhi, you've seen him wearing a dhoti. It's different from that because it allows us the freedom to mount, dismount horses. And it also gives us the it teaches us self-control.
So tell us about some of the films that will be showcased.
Well, we have a wonderful selection. We are screening 12 films between tonight and tomorrow. Tonight is a premiere night. We're going to start off with two wonderful films. One is, it's called A Little Revolution, Story of Suicides and Dreams. And the second one is Ulysses. The first one is about the problem that many farmers are facing in India. Over 250,000 of them have committed suicide because of the agrarian crisis and the high debts of loans that they have received. And they have seen, you know, it's a pretty unfortunate situation. So last year we had showcased a film sort of highlighting that issue. This time we have a film that depicts the life of the orphans and how to empower them. Unfortunate things have happened to them. But, you know, how do we empower, how do we tell a 9-year-old, your father or your family members have committed suicide and you're the only one left, you know, how do you carry on with your life after that?
Well, I think we have a short clip of the film from A Little Revolution. We can play that clip. Here it is.
We want these kids to realize that they can fight for their rights. They can come out, they can write letters, and they can become ambassadors.
If I could somehow inspire these children to use their voices to make a difference, if I could find a way to help them build their confidence, this internal sense of empowerment would really go a long way.
Are all the films documentaries or are there feature films as well or films for entertainment?
We have a combination of both. We have quite a few documentaries. We're screening about 6 documentaries. We're screening about 2 or 3 short documentaries. And there are a couple of fictional films too. One is called The Reunion, which I thought was a very powerful film. And it talks about two friends, both who are born in a Sikh family, are raised in a Sikh family, come here, and then there is 9/11 happens, and there is a hate-related crime, and one is sort of forced to to cut his hair and give up his religion, his faith. And then the two meet. And there's a very interesting dialogue that takes place between the two of them. It's made by Angad Pai. It's 19 minutes in duration. I think it's a wonderful dialogue that takes place between the two of them. There is a film called Jivika, which you know, India, things have changed in India with the IT coming in there, with the country becoming more industrialized. People have forgotten how in olden times we used to make popcorn, we used to make shoes, or we used to dye clothes. So you know, those are very popular things in India. So there's a very light musical, beautiful film made by Anurit Kaur out of Canada to remind people of the days, the way we used to do things in a much simpler fashion. So you know, that's a good comedy. People enjoy watching that as well.
Okay. Well, so the foundation, the Sikh Art and Film Festival, has been around for some time now, but the film festival itself is in its eighth year. Do you think that you're, having an impact, or do you just find it an enjoyable time to get together and explore the culture?
I think both. One of the principles we started this was that we definitely wanted to create awareness among non-Sikhs, but we also wanted to educate Sikhs who are born and raised here and have not made it back to India, or if they go back to India, they go for a very short time and are sort of not exposed to the culture, to the heritage, to the history of Sikhs. And then, one of the things I've noticed is that with each passing year, the number of non-Sikhs attending, the number of mainstream Americans attending the event has significantly gone up, which is something that we had aspired for. And I think we are achieving in this film festival.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Paul Johar chairs the annual Sikh International Film Festival. He's actually Dr. Johar. He's a reconstructive surgeon by day. And in his spare time, if we can call it that, he chairs this festival, which is now in its eighth year. And he joined us from our NPR studios in New York. Dr. Johar, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Michelle.